Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. So the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, this is the highlight of the month of Ramadan. And in the last 10 days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to search for Laylatul Qadr on the odd nights from tonight, inshallah. So there's some points for us to take notes, inshallah, practice upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught to us in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us as special moments of mercy, gentle breezes, nafahat. So what ta'arradu li nafahati rahmatillah. So present and avail yourselves for the mercy, for the breezes, for the opportunities, for the occasions of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one such occasion is Laylatul Qadr. So we shouldn't waste these special moments, especially these last 10 days. Take maximum benefit and increase and accelerate our efforts. And it's a night of ibadah and drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shouldn't get involved in, as Mawlana mentioned yesterday, main thing is to stay away from sin. And what leads to sin normally, many a time is, maybe initially it's not something haram, we on scrolling on some website or we on some app or something like that. But eventually it leads to backbiting, to gossip. And these special moments are wasted. So we should take note of this. Put the phone away, inshallah. We'll draw from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in ourselves in ibadah. One is the program that will take place in the masjid. We should take benefit from these programs, but it's not restricted to this. The night is for ibadah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we sit in the program, after that we go home, and then we waste the entire night. So we should, one night in the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't know when is the night, and we shouldn't find out from each other. Allah knows best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself didn't know. Ask our friends, whoever it is, that is this the night? That is wasting time. So we should use this night in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I have to find Laylatul Qadr, what should I do? So Sahaba radiallahu anha, they were eager. They wanted to know what they must do. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua. Many of us are aware of it. If you don't know, inshallah, you can learn it. Allahumma innaka afoon. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, so please forgive me. So this is one amal we should do in this night. And this is the thing, to sincerely repent and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the conditions of tawbah, that the true regret from the heart, abandoning the sin, making a firm resolve not to go back to the sin if it involves some person's right, then try and fulfill it, not try, but we should fulfill his right. Then amongst the other amal that we can do is, obviously, according to each person's capacity, each person has different strength and capability, but to read our, bare minimum at least, read our Isha and Fajr with Jamaat. Rasulullah ﷺ has mentioned, the person who recites, who reads his Salatul Isha with Jamaat, as if he has got half the night in Ibadat, in reward. Person who reads his Fajr Salah, follows it up with his Fajr Salah, then as if he spent the whole night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, inshallah, we should try and read our Fajr, our Isha and Fajr Salatul Jamal. Then tilawat of Quran. This is the best form of dhikr. And if you can do it in Salah, all the better. Maybe if you're not hafid, some surahs we know at least, Surah Yasin, Surah Sajda, then the evening surahs, we should try and recite this in Salah. Then one important point is that the night does not start after Isha. It starts immediately from the time of Maghrib. So from then we should engage in Amal. Then Tawbah, night of Tawbah, as mentioned now, the dua that Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make a firm resolve not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we are insan, we are weak, we slip, we make mistakes, but turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the adhkar that mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Bukhari Sharif jalsa we hear, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah wa azim, very weighty on the scales, very light on the tongue. Beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a few times, inshallah, recite this. Then the third kalima. Many, many virtues of the Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi. I've got a whole chapter dedicated to fadail of dhikr. So we should try and read this. The third kalima has many, many virtues. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith that it is equivalent, these words of praise, to 100 horses bridled and saddled in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, equivalent to 100 camels in sadaqah, and many other virtues with regard to the third kalima. Then, together with that, dhikr, salatul tasbih. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave him this, encouraged him. And for us as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, should I not teach you something? Should I not confer upon you something? In various phrases, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam driving the same point home. In other words, encouraging us how we can perform this amal. And there are many virtues of with regard to salatul tasbih. And there's the details mentioned in Hazrat Shaykh's kitab, rahmatullah alayhi, under fadail al-dhikr, how we should perform the salah, under fadail salah. If we don't know, inshallah, we can find out. Person who performs the salah, all his sins are forgiven. Major, minor, open, secret, intentional, unintentional. So many virtues with regard to salatul tasbih. And then dua. Obviously, this is the essence of ibadah as we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg for ourselves, beg for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy on all occasions. So we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever person can exert himself, he should do so. So we should take maximum benefit. And the main thing is not to waste these opportunities. To cleanse the heart before sleeping. This is amongst the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu that if you can spend the morning and evening where you don't have any malice for any Muslim brother, then spend it like this. In other words, do so. For this is from my sunnah. Many times when we think of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we only think of the external sunnahs. That too is sunnah. That is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But together with that, the internal sunnah. And amongst these is to cleanse the heart. Other day, some points were mentioned in regard to this. So we should cleanse the heart from all malice, all evil of with regard to our brother. So this is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then to sleep in a state of wudu. Obviously we cannot, for those who have given, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the strength, then they should try, if possible, especially those in itikaf, to spend the whole night in ibadah. But those of us who cannot manage this, then at least spend an hour or two in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we need to take rest. By all means, we have to take rest. Then sleep in a state of wudu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah has mentioned this, that a person who sleeps in a state of wudu, then his soul makes sajda in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The malaika also, in another riwayat we learn that the malaika make dua for forgiveness, for mercy on the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a person who sleeps in wudu. One is we make the dua, but these sinless creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are making dua for us while we are sleeping. So these are some of the amal that we can practice. And as mentioned a few minutes ago, that we shouldn't waste this time and spend it in sin. This is the most wretched person, that special moments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wastes it in futility, in sin. So Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi also, when he used to advise his associates, he should tell them, eat how much you want, sleep how much you want. In other words, there's a limit to it. In other words, a person, eventually he'll wake up, he'll get full. But don't involve yourself in layani, what we know as futility. So inshallah we should try and practice on these points, inshallah. Allah give us all to fix. Subhanallah.